You had a chance to kind of step back and do an audit of your team. What did you see when you stepped back and looked at it from afar?
We've done some good things, but there's plenty of room for improvement in all three phases. They're getting better. Every week you can see progress made. So you're not seeing the big step up and then a step back.
They can't stop us. We stopped ourselves here.
Even with the older guys that are getting used to the system. Even with that, though, there's still big steps to be made. That's a plus.
This week, the biggest regular season game in here in a long time. People have been waiting for it for 2 months. How do you handle it the right mindset?
You get ready to play a good football team. So we do that every week. You study them, you respect them, and then you get yourself ready to play, physically and mentally. That's why you practice. That's why you spend the hours training. You watch your diet. You get a certain amount of sleep so that you can function at the high. That's why you do those things. Any team can beat you in the National Football League. This week, it's the Denver Broncos. It's exciting. Great place to play. It can be loud. It can be a little cool. Again, but that's football weather. So listen, if we can't have you at Arrowhead, we're glad to have you there.
You faced Peyton 5 times in your career as a head coach. What about facing him?
He is one of the 22 plus the guys that contribute on special teams. So we understand that. We got it. In this league, teams have great players. And he's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, who are we fooling here? So you'd probably say he's the best. Okay. Get yourself ready to play the best.
When you were in Philadelphia, you won playing cold weather football. What does it take to win cold weather football games?
You bring an attitude, and the same one you had when it was warm. You don't let that be a distraction. Make sure that your angles and your aiming points are right. Understand the field that you've got. Make sure you have the right shoes on. Let's go.
You brought a family atmosphere, not just to this team, but to the building, and I'm going to say the whole kingdom. How does that family attitude help you this week, down the stretch, and dare I say, beyond December, maybe into January?
Listen, we can't talk about what's going to happen in the future. You don't know that. That's something you can't control. You control today. I can tell you today that this is a close group, and I wouldn't expect that to change. It's been that way before we played any games throughout the season. That's something that you can bank on. And during the tough times, which every game presents, there are going to be highs, there are going to be lows. You just kind of consistently get yourself better, and everybody supports each other. Not every play is going to be a pretty play. You got a lot of players playing. Somebody might have a bad play, help them get better, and that's what this sport's all about. It's just, you know, a microcosm of life, and so you help each other out.
You've had special players, you've had special teams, you've had Hall of Famers yourself. How much has this team meant to you?
I love those Chiefs.
They've done everything I've asked them to do. There's a certain trust there, and they're going to accept any challenge that I present to them.
Hey, let's keep it going. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm not going to ask them to climb Mount Kilimanjaro tomorrow. That's not what I'm going to do. There's a fine balance there, but I have a lot of trust in how they go about their work and what you're going to get on any given Sunday there.